here we are about to wrap up day three at COP29 in Baku, Azerbaijan. And speaking of threes, I mentioned yesterday that there seemed to be two conferences, the sort of wacky outsider conference and the somewhat closed insider conference. But today we discovered that there's a third conference here, and I like this one the best so far. This is in Pavilion World, an area we hadn't explored yet. And, okay, there are some government delegations here with slogans and claims that raise an eyebrow, and then there are some other government pavilions where they raise an eyebrow just by the fact that they're here. But there's also a whole lot of idealists and activists. And you don't have to agree with everything that they believe or everything they're trying to do to admire the idealism and the enthusiasm. And what's more, as one of them said to me while we were lining up for coffee, to them, this is kind of a trade show for activists. This is a place where they exchange ideas, talk about successes and failures, discuss issues. I think there's probably more real debate going on here, as well as more real idealism, more practical idealism, than we've seen almost anywhere else in the conference. Again, a lot of this stuff might not work. There's some pro-nuclear enthusiasts who are probably getting a bit of a strange reception from their fellow delegates. But all in all, these are people who have come here for a purpose that I can understand, to network, to talk shop, to understand one another next time they meet, to do all kinds of things that really might help the environment, even if on the climate issue, they're somewhat off base. So we have found a third COP. I like it better than all the others. And that is a highlight of day three of COP29 here in Baku, Azerbaijan. For CDN, I'm John Robson.